Saturday evening, 10:40 p.m. in the East. Streaming live on Pride48.com. It's Mix Minus, boys and girls. Hello, I'm Daniel Brewer, joined from the Mix Minus state of Arkansas. I don't know. I've talked myself into a circle here, but I'm joined by Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Two things. I thought you were going to, like, write yourself a script.
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
And number two, I recorded a podcast yesterday and forgot to put it out.
I noticed. I was going to ask you about that tonight. But so anyway, I guess what we're establishing is that we're just two old gay men that like to yell at kids on our lawn. That's basically the premise of the entire show. So welcome. Welcome to the... Unless you're a kid, get off our podcast, you damn kids.
Now, do you remember when we first started Dubious Intent?
Back when we were kids, yeah.
And I believe our, I don't know if it was our, and I could look. I mean, we do have the internet.
I could
Google. I mean, I could go to the Dubious Intent page right now, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
But we had an episode, and I believe it was episode one, and I think it was called Plussed by an Old Muppet or something like that.
Yes.
And the picture I used was Statler and Waldorf, I think. And now you and I have basically become the gay Statler and Waldorf. So, you know, maybe we were a little bit younger when we started Dubious Intent and you couldn't said that. But now I've got the dad bod and you've got the gray beard. So, I mean, you know, we're there.
We're there.
We're there.
We're there.
Yeah.
Excellent. My co-host from my other podcast, That Darn Elvis at thatdarnelvis.com, is in the chat room and says, oh, so you have two like that, Daniel.
Oh, yeah. Scott's old as well. So
no, I'm saying because he was basically he's ragging on me for not having a prepared intro for the other show either. Yeah, that's what it is. You know what? It's further down on the Trello here, so I don't want to talk about it right now. I'll just, as a little teaser to what I'm going to, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and I've noticed a lot of things about other podcasts, so... I have some observations to make about podcasts that I've been
listening
to.
Well, we all love your podcast observations, so.
It's everyone's favorite part of the show. That's what it is. But you know what, Adam? One of the things I have been listening to on some of these podcasts is people, these very, very responsible podcast hosts that are reminding their audience of how freaking important it is to, no matter what you're doing in November, no matter how you lean politically, you need to get your butt up and go and vote. Whether that be mail-in voting, which some of those deadlines are coming up really fast in some of the states, so you need to, if you're not registered for mail-in voting and you want to do that, or if you haven't requested your mail-in ballot, do that now. Go find, you can go to vote.org. It'll have all the information for you there. Go. It is incredibly important that you vote this election.
I'm going to wear a mask that says Joe Biden on it or something. And I'm going to wait in line and I'm going to vote.
And if you choose to do that, make sure that you have in your pocket, on your phone, on your speed dial somewhere, the NAACP, not the NAACP. Who's the civil rights group that handles the voting, the something? Somebody in the chat room will tell me. But make sure that you have those numbers handy, because people will tell you that, oh, you can't... what's the word I'm looking at? You can't campaign within 100 feet of a voting location. And it has long been established. It has long been established that wearing apparel that has a candidate's name on is not campaigning. You're not.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, you are allowed, because you remember, Adam, I trained to be a poll worker during this last election round over here. And that was one of the tests that we were given there. And it's like, yes, wearing a t-shirt that is in support of a candidate is perfectly legal to wear to that is not considered campaigning. You are allowed to wear apparel on a button, or a t-shirt, or a mask, or whatever you want to that has a campaign. You can wear that as long as you're not actively talking to people around you and trying to convince them to vote for your candidate.
You know, I didn't even think about that. Maybe I won't wear a Biden just to avoid any confrontation, because we all know that I just love confrontation.
So, before I forget the point, I feel like we need to say this on every single show from now until November 3rd. And maybe after we record tonight, maybe we should record like a promo or something so that way in case we forget to say it 1 week, we can drop it in or whatever.
We can do that.
I'm going to talk to my co-host Scott over on That Darn Elvis and see if we can do that. I just think that, little thing that we can do to try to make a difference is to spread this message loud and clear to people to make sure that you go out and vote this November. In whatever way you're going to legally be able to vote, make sure that you do that this cycle. Go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry.
Yes. And we don't have this on the board, so I won't belabor this, but I have been just irritated the past couple of weeks that, you know, the CDC came out and said that, you know, you don't really need to be tested if you don't have symptoms, which to me seems like kind of a political ploy to get the numbers down so that Trump could go back and say, oh, look, the numbers are going down. Vote for me, you know. And that may be way conspiracy theoretical of me to think that way.
It would be in a normal election cycle, but then this is the same CDC that is also now telling states to, oh, there's going to be a vaccine. Prepare. There's going to be a vaccine before the election day.
By November.
All hell Trump. Oh, we won't tell you who they are. We're not going to tell you who actually has the vaccines. We're not going to give you actually any details of it. Just prepare for it, because absolutely it's coming, you know, before that November election, because Trump solved everything. So, but yeah, it's like this grifter, Donald Trump, has politicized every agency in the government that traditionally has been non-political, right? The CDC has never been a political organization. It is one of those, you know, nonpartisan organizations that has nothing to do with anything other than public health. And you know, that's welcome to 2020 America, right? Where it's like the grifter in the White House has basically turned every government agency into some kind of, you know, arm of his campaign. Yeah. And it's disgusting. And it's, I just watch in horror as these things happen, and no one's ever held accountable for these things. It's maddening, and it's sickening, and it's why it is so important. We have to go out and vote. It has to be an overwhelming message being sent, right? It's like they could maybe make some muddy water if the election is close or whatever, but if it's not even close, if everyone goes out and votes, then it's not going to be close. It's not going to be close. So, and that's what we need. We need one of those, I don't know if you're probably too young to remember this, but we need one of those Walter Mondale / Ronald Reagan elections where it's just like it was like Walter Mondale just basically like went away. Was it Mondale that like lost so badly to Reagan? I think it was, yeah.
I don't know. I know that Reagan won.
Or was it Dukakis?
I mean, I'm pretty sure Reagan won handily in both elections.
He won fine in his first election, but then he trounced the guy in his reelection. Yeah. But yeah, it was one of those. We need one of those thrumpings. We need a big nasty, sexy thrumping. Nasty, sexy. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
A nasty, sexy thrumping.
Nasty, thrusty thrumping. Anyway, so there you go. I think we should do that. Absolutely. I will now shut up now. So now, please, I know what you're about to say, because you said I listened to your Friday Geeky Gay, which, by the way, just dropped about an hour ago as I was sitting here doing my show prep. And we get,
because you wanted to make sure you heard every topic I talked about last week, so you know if I'm replicating anything.
I just see it here on the trello. So go ahead. Go ahead, Adam. Talk about the difference between.
No, not the difference. I mean, I just wanted to bring it up because I am really disappointed. I'm really disappointed because I originally I wanted a hot tub. We all know this. I've wanted a, look, when I go to hotels, when I go to Pride 48 in Vegas, when I go to Pride 48 in New Orleans, when I go anywhere that has a hot tub, sauna, steam room, any of those things, I'm the first one in. I mean, let me jump in. And I'm like, you know what? I'm a 42-year-old man. I want one of those myself. When I was 35, I'm like, you know what? I'm a 35-year-old adult. I want one of those. Well, you know, I've been renting. When Maddie and I owned our home, I didn't have a lot of money, and I was supporting both of us, and you know, and having a lot of credit card debt build up that I had to pay off, and you know, I didn't have money to buy a hot tub. Then when I moved to Arkansas and I got a good job and I was more responsible,
Adam,
I paid off all my debt.
Adam, wait, yeah, I'm gonna stop you. Yeah, I'm gonna stop you. You're justifying buying something for your house. You're justifying buying a pool or something. And you don't need to. No. I'm curious. I'm very curious, Adam. You know, I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology. I'm curious, is in your inner monologue, in your inner brain monologue there, who are you arguing with? Who is it inside your head that is saying, no, Adam Burns, you don't deserve a hot tub. You don't deserve to have a pool or a hot tub.
No, it's not that. My buildup is for a reason, because I want to let everyone know how how long I've waited for this thing that
you
I wanted.
As long as I've known you, you have wanted a hot tub. And I just find it so sad, Adam, that, you know, you cannot have it immediately right now. God forbid you wait one more year. It's just like, that's unacceptable. Acceptable.
You're stepping on my punchline here, Daniel. So then, you know, and so then when I moved to Arkansas, Mark and I have been renting, you know, for the past 8 years. So we buy a house, and I was flirting around with doing an in-ground pool because, to be honest, I think that for aesthetics, if we're ever going to have a pool, which I think at some point in my life I will want a pool as well, it would be nice to have those done both in the ground. Although the woman at the hot tub place did make a good point, it gets cold here. And if you attach your hot tub to your pool, then you can't use your hot tub in the winter, basically.
Why?
Because you shut the pool down in the winter because it gets cold and you have to like close everything up, turn the filters off, and if you have them connected, it's on one system. It's like on one big filtration system. So when you close your pool, your hot tub would get closed as well. Anyway, regardless. So I go to and I know I talked about this on Geeky Gay, but I go, and bottom line is, which you already spoiled the point, pools are like, they're like a dream, because a pool, they couldn't even get in to do an estimate and a design until November, like mid-November. And then they're at least a year out on starting the build.
I don't feel
impatient.
Like I don't feel like I spoiled that. I feel like you said that on your show today.
I am impatient. And then I'm like, okay, I'll get a hot tub. To wait on those too. she's like, well, you can't order a custom one because we're like 30 weeks delayed on custom ones. And then she's like, we do have orders that we do throughout the year, and we have trucks that come in every month, but you have to pick whatever colors and model and whatever that are coming in.
So it's not like a car dealership. Yeah. We can sell you one that we have on the lot right now. Yeah, we could get one from this other dealership, but we can cut you a deal if you'll take that lime green car right over there.
Do you think you'll ever get a hot tub or a pool?
No.
You just don't like?
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of it. Like, would I ever buy a house on a lake and have a boat and go swimming in a lake? Yes, absolutely. That's my dream. My dream would be to be on a lake that I could like take my boat out on in the evenings, and I could go swimming in the lake.
Swim in a lake because what? Okay.
What? Oh my God, fish poop in that.
Well, I have a problem.
What?
No.
I'm in a lake.
So I don't really like swimming in the ocean, and I would not swim, or at least I would be very scared to swim in a pond or a lake. And the reason is because ponds and lakes, you cannot see the bottom. It's just murky. It's just like this brown, murky, and you don't know what's down there.
You must have lakes where you're at.
There could be a hippopotamus down there that's going to like bite me in half.
A hippopotamus in Arkansas.
Or an alligator. We have alligators. There could be a snake.
Yes.
We have lots of snakes in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. We have copperheads.
You do know that snakes
are very poisonous.
Snakes breathe air, right? They don't lay on the bottom of the lake, right? It's like
they're water snakes.
Yeah, but they don't breathe water. They
water
still breathe
moccasins.
Air. I know.
Oh,
they breathe air.
I understand that.
I'm just saying they're not hiding in the bottom of the lake waiting for you to step on them or something. You would see them.
A catfish could suck my toe. You know, I don't know. Have you ever seen a gar, Daniel? A gar. Do you know what a gar is?
They have teeth, yes.
They have teeth.
I know.
They could bite my leg off.
Oh my God.
If there's a big gar. Look, I don't want to get in a river or a lake. Well, now I'll get in a river if it's like the Buffalo River where you can see. It's one that you go canoeing on and stuff, and mm-hmm. you can see the bottom. Mm-hmm. So you know what's going on. It's clear. Crystal clear.
I don't understand. I grew up swimming in lakes. It's just like, that's just what you do in Florida. You swim in lakes. And it's like, no one has ever befallen any of the things that you're scared of.
I've not known anyone
to have ever done that.
Didn't I tell you that we had a river in my home city that you know, ran past my home city that people would go to, and it had these things that they call sinkholes, and they literally will suck you in, and that's it. You're dead. I mean, you can't get out. It, like, if you swim to the wrong place in this river, it would literally suck you up and then spit you out somewhere else, but you're already dead because, I mean, you go through these tunnels and like whatever, and they're called sinkholes. Crazy. No, I'm not. Look, ocean, I can kind of see a little bit, although it scares me because there really are sharks in the ocean and people die.
All right, all right.
Bottom line is,
so you're going to have to wait a year to get your hot tub.
I don't know. And now I don't even know what I'm going to do because I just went to one company. So now, and I'm in one of those situations where they're like, well, you know, they're going really quick. So if you want one of these that's coming in, you know, October, November, December, you better, because I could get one as early as October if I go with the
one. Now, are you talking about a custom build one, or are you talking about just going and buying the, you know, the six person?
Like a six person,
PVC
like,
built.
Yeah. Because what she was telling me, what she kind of convinced me of is if you buy, because one of my problem with the freestanding ones is because I think they're ugly. Yes. And I think they're, and so, and I was like, you know, if we put an in the ground pool in at some point, I don't want to have some ugly, nasty hot tubs beside it.
But I've seen people, I mean, all right, so they are an above ground thing. But I've also seen people that have done, they kind of half submerge them. So it's like they'll take a pre-built one, but then they'll dig out a trench big enough to like they could put it down half and then build a small deck and then completely enclose it in a walking deck. So it doesn't look, you don't notice that it's, one of those hot tubs, right?
She also said there have been people that have put like stone enclosures around them that match the stone
decking. Here would be my one suggestion for you. Yeah. In my humble opinion, IMHO, in internet parlance, hot tubs fall into the same categories as treadmills and exercise bikes and, Bowflexes and things like that. People that have bought jacuzzis that are now trying to sell them because they've never used them. And it's like you can buy it at a fraction of the price. So if you've, and I'm just saying this because if you could get a big jacuzzi.
Oh, they're expensive.
Okay, but if you could get a big jacuzzi for a couple of $1,000s that would tide you over until you could have a custom one built, right?
That's true.
You could get one and have it immediately because you could buy a used one. Have it immediately as long as you know in your head, this isn't a permanent thing. This is just a stopgap because we have the new house and while we wait for other things to happen. And I think that's probably what you should do there, Adam.
Well, and the other thing is I don't have any place to put it because I need to increase the size of my patio. But because I can't find a landscaper to design the thing and like someone to put it in, then that's another problem. But anyway, I don't know. You know, first world problems, Daniel.
It is.
The other thing I could do is I could just enclose my porn shower and buy a steam shower and have a plumber come install that. And we could have a sauna. I could also buy a new bathtub that has jets. And that could hold me over until, we do whatever else we're going to do.
So I'm going to make a reference here to the chat room. RT Cruiser in the chat room says he used to swim in a river with giant eels that would come and have a nibble. Adam.
No.
We do this.
No.
No, I wasn't going to say. This show Saturday nights here on Pride48.com live streaming. And we have an amazing chat room. I know you are going to tell me the same thing you tell me every week that you can't tell me exactly who's here. But who's playing with us tonight in the chat room, Adam?
Lamont, Cyclone, RT Cruiser, Marina Gay, Egg Gong, Cyclone. Did I say that already?
I believe he's our executive producer. Cyclone. By the way, Cyclone pointed out to me that it's the ACLU that you need to have the number for when you're voting. Let me skip back up here. You need to have
Kathy Marshall, Auntie Vera Charles.
Dukakis.
Sorry, I'm burping.
Yeah, Dukakis was the one that was a major loss. Also from our executive producer. If I read the chat room more religiously as I was talking, I would get corrected in real time. But
Marina Gay wants to know why we have the constant porn. Marina Gay, it's not a mix minus thing. It's a thing. Certain listeners enjoy posting porn in the chat room.
I like looking at the porn.
No, it's fine.
I don't want to discourage.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
But no, there's ways you can just mute. You can just mute those accounts if you don't want to see it. There's also a place that you can do in Discord where you can just have it not automatically display a link that someone has posted, and that way,
true,
you can still see if they say something other than porn. But if you really wanted to see the picture, you'd have to click on it to see it. So
Gary's here as well, and I'm not discouraging porn. I'm just explaining it.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
That's all.
Yes, Auntie Vera was here but left to go watch Lucy.
Oh, okay.
Because he loves Lucy and she loves him. Do, 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 do.
Oh, because do, do, Lucy is such a time sensitive thing that, you can't really. I mean, they put out new episodes every. Every couple of days, and you don't want to miss those because...
All right, Adam, so I want to talk briefly about this. It's not on the board, but I'm going to talk about it briefly anyway because you were asking me if I was going to talk about it. I am, in fact, recording tonight on my new little toy, which I talked about on the last show that I was going to get. It actually has come in. I have the Rodecaster Pro mixer/... I don't want to call it a mixer. I think calling it a mixer is a disservice because... it's not just a mixer. It's a mixer slash compressor slash vocal enhancer slash digital recorder slash headphone amp slash MIDI pad.
It will slice. It will dice.
You know what, Adam?
It will fillet.
The reason I don't want to talk too much about this is because I'm going to do a video for it for our YouTube channel. But yeah. I will tell you this. We've been podcasting back since 2007, and I can't count the number of times that people have been like, oh, here's the starter podcast kit, or here's the, you know, this is the best thing to buy for podcasting. This is the best thing. And it doesn't matter what the thing was. It was always the same crap, right? It was always just, here's a little mixer with a couple of microphones, and it never addressed the problem that I feel, and this, I don't have data to back this up, but I feel like most people that want to do podcast are want to do it like us. They're not in the same place as their co-host. They don't live in the same house as their co-host. So it's like, that is a big barrier to some people wanting to do a podcast is, oh, I have to wait for him to come to my house to record, or we have to do some weird technical thing with mix minus stuff that's complicated and difficult to use. This mixer solves all of those problems. There
How
are
apropos
three.
What? But the name of our show is Mix Minus. That's right. And this mixer solves that.
It solves that to such an amazing degree. Also, it's not just a digital recorder, it's a multi-track digital recorder. So it records everything sound. But it's like there are the three channels that are not microphones on this mixer are all already mixed minused for you. So it's like you're coming in on this channel here and the audio is going back out on that same channel. It's already mixed minus. So I don't have to do anything, any kind of weird, complicated. The only thing running to my computer is a single USB connector. And that gives me both your audio and sends audio back to you. And it's beautiful. It is great. I have the computer sound is actually coming in through the mixer on a Bluetooth channel, which is also mixed minus. And then there's a third channel that I could plug my computer directly into, but I happen to have my phone plugged into that one for other reasons. But all of those things are already mixed. It's an amazing thing. It is not cheap, $600, but of all the crap that I've had over the years, all the things that I've looked at and all the things that I've tried and had, and they've worked to an extent and I've kludged them here and there. This is by far and away the best piece of equipment that I've ever run across for podcasting. This is an amazing thing for podcasters. And they're not a sponsor. We don't make any money off of that. I'm just saying, I really love this mixer and it really does. It will solve a lot of problems for first time podcasters.
But now, if you're going to buy one, click on the affiliate link.
We don't even have an affiliate link. Amazon is not a Rode dealer, so you can't buy it from Amazon. You have to buy it from different companies. So there's no affiliate links here, but an amazing mixer. I will make a video about it because just to kind of show off some of the things on it, but I'm so happy with it. I have two complaints about it. Just so that this isn't totally like, you know, oh my God, it does everything possible, you know, that you could possibly imagine. All right, there are two complaints that I have with it. Number one complaint is the headphone amps sound weird compared to the end recording. Yeah. It's like I sound different on the end recording than I do when I'm talking live into the headphones. I don't know if that is, it's just a cheap headphone amp or if I just have a bad unit, and I don't have anyone. I mean, like the only other person I know that has this board is Archer,
and you don't trust his ears.
I don't trust Archer's ears. Oh, but he says he agrees with me about the headphone sound in the chat room. So maybe it's just a byproduct of it. It's not horrible. Like I'm used to it. It's fine. It you know, as long as the recording is fine, I'm good with it. That is one minor complaint that I have.
You listen back to the recording, does it sound good? Like from the mixer, I mean.
Yeah. If I were to stop and play it back on my mixer, it sounds great. You sound great. It's like everything. I just sound weird on my headphones. I don't know what
it is. So that's weird because you're saying that's a bad headphone amp. But
well, keep in mind
it
that there's
be
also
a bad headphone amp.
Well, no, it's just the way they've wired the headphone amp because the headphone amp, you got to remember, there's also processing happening to my voice. And it may be that the way the processor ties into the headphone amp, it just.
Right.
Anyway, for whatever reason, it's a minor thing. The other thing that I dislike about this mixer is the USB connection to your computer is a USB 1.0 connection. And when you're doing a 40-minute to an hour and a half podcast, you're talking about having to transfer about 10 gigs worth of data for a multi-track recording to your computer. And that is something, it'll just sit there and take 15 or 20 minutes to record. The simple solution for that is, like, I have a USB 3.0 card reader I just pop the card in the back and put it into the reader and copy it that way, and then pop the card back in. And that solves that, because it'll go, you know, 5 gigs a second on the USB 3.0 reader. So those are the only two complaints I have. One I can live with, and the other I found a workaround for. But other than that, I mean, this is an amazing little piece. I love it, and I don't want to talk about it anymore because it'll just take up the entire show. I'm gushing.
One other question.
Sure.
You like to normally do all of your own EQ. Like you like to EQ your voice and my voice and like if we have guests, yes, and like get it just exactly. But I think the Rode, even though it will let you do some of that, it has a lot of predefined stuff where you just say, I have a medium voice, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
so
it does.
Are you using their predefined stuff or
no,
are you?
No, I'm not. I have
manually...
all the only effects I have on my channel is I have the noise gate turned on and I have the de-esser, which is basically a low filter or a low pass filter.
Did you do an equalizer on your voice though on your channel?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no EQ on my... I'm not using the big bottom or the oral exciter or whatever they call it there. I'm not using any of their vocal processing stuff.
You know, funny, oral exciter was my stripper name.
I don't have a rim shot, but or else I'd play it for you. So let's move along here. Let's just move along. I want to talk about this. This is an idea that struck me the other day, and it's going to take me a second to set this up. You and I started doing our podcast a while back. Together, we started podcasting back in 2009-ish. No,
something
2010
like
or 11, somewhere there.
Somewhere,
But independently, we've both been podcasting since 2007. And, you know, I don't think either of us see this as, oh, I want to make money on this and I want to quit my job. Like, I don't think either of us see... podcasting. We do podcasting because we enjoy doing podcasting.
I will say this. No, I don't see it as something that I'm ever going to make a living on. But if somebody called me up tomorrow and said, hey, I have a podcasting gig that will pay you what you're making, you know, at your current job, I would rather podcast for a living.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is it was never the end. It was like, we're not doing a commercial type podcast
right. That
would be advertiser friendly or whatever. We talk about our lives. We talk about tech stuff. We talk about whatever whatever. We have an ad on our channel, which is basically just a silly little anchor ad, and you know we've made all of what, $7 off of that over the past month or so. So it's like nothing to pay the bills. It's not certainly not going to pay for the $600.
Didn't buy that mixer.
Yeah, didn't buy the mixer, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with not making a whole lot of money. And but one of the things I've been doing lately is a lot of my shows that I've been listening to are taking the holiday off, and so I asked on Twitter the other day for people to send me some podcast suggestions, some podcasts for me to listen to. I kind of wanted to expand out, you know, my universe of podcasts that I listen to. And you very well know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. So some of the ones that I've been listening to this last week have been really good. There's several of them that I've actually gone ahead and subscribed to. Let me see if I want to give a call out to anybody here.
Have you talked to any? Because we had a few new podcasts sign up. Or add their show on Pride 48.
Yeah, I talked last week about She's Not Doing So Well.
But I mean, have you talked to those people?
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
I'm a patron of one of theirs. So yeah, I've talked to them and told them that they asked how to join Pride 48. And I was like, just do it. Just go sign up.
Oh, they joined.
Yeah,
then.
Great.
Yeah.
So some of the ones that I want to call out here. There's one called Views from the 615. If you have not heard this podcast, I think you should. It's two guys from Nashville that talk about people of color issues and whatnot. They're really good. Tanner and TJ, go check them out. Views from the 615. I really enjoyed that. Like I said last week, I really like the She's Not Doing So Well podcast. And then there's a couple of other ones that I've listened to. There's been some that people have suggested me that have just been god awful. It's like, so you people have really bad taste.
I want to say something and try not to offend all the gay podcasts.
Yes.
Podcasters out there. I don't really enjoy, I don't know how to phrase this. I don't necessarily enjoy podcasts that are about, are heavily, the topic is heavily gay topics. You know, about like how many bathhouses I went to last night or... you know, whatever. Not that that's a gay thing. I mean, straight people, I suppose, could go to a bathhouse. But
yes.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't have a better example than that. But I'm just
so
saying,
you're basically,
like,
saying you don't like the big gay sex show. And so there you go, Matt
don't,
and Ouija.
Don't call out.
Don't like you. Yeah, which is bad because, you know, they talked about this on their latest episode. I actually have a clip that we'll be talking about later from that show. But yeah, no, I all right.
So
but I don't,
a lot
I don't,
of times I'm yes. hesitant, you know, I want to support LGBT podcasts, but sometimes I'm hesitant, you know, because some of the content of those types of shows, I don't find as interesting.
My main interests are technology, politics, and, you know, LGBT issues. Those are kind of my main interest. And the views from 615 kind of scratches that political itch to a little extent. I don't know if they're gay. I think they're gay, but I don't know if they're gay. I haven't gone all the way back to their beginning podcast to hear it or whatever. They're both, you know, super great guys. But that kind of scratches that itch. The other show that I've been listening to, that I listened to one of, was called Gays Do the D, which is a Disney podcast that was suggested by, I think Sater suggested that one to me.
Yeah.
And then there's one that I was kind of excited about, but then it ended up kind of being a dud. And it was called I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend, which...
Well, don't call it out. Like, are you saying...
No, this is huge. No, this is not even a gay podcast. This is a BBC podcast. It's huge.
Okay.
Whatever. Fuck the BBC. They have the worst fucking podcast. God, their podcasts suck. Anyway, so the BBC, this show is called I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend, and it's about... this woman who's been recording her conversations with her boyfriend secretly over the past year, and then she brings those recordings in and talks to her two comedian friends and plays clips from what she recorded, and they all make fun of him.
That seems like unethical.
But it's
to do.
Yeah, but it's never bad, right? It's all just like, oh, isn't he so cute that he does this, and it's so weird that he says this, and, you know, blah blah blah, and it's like, so it's not like a vindictive kind of a thing. But it doesn't matter. It's over now because the very last episode that I just listened to was her.
They ended up breaking up on recording?
No, it was her letting him know that she had been doing this for a year. And it's like, so it's kind of like the gig is up now, right? It's like, so whatever. It's like, but it sounded like a really cute premise and whatnot, but it's because they were British and they were heterosexual and they were just BBC. And he's just like, There's another BBC show called A Gay and a Non-Gay, which is, but the worst.
Oh, you know that one. Now I don't listen. I've never listened to that one, but they are so active on Twitter.
Yeah,
like I see
because
them
they're
on
paid
Twitter
to do
all
it.
The time.
They're paid to. All right. So anyway, so I'm listening to all these podcasts, and one thing that I'm noticing on these podcasts, I swear to God, there is a point to this, Adam. One of these things that I'm noticing on these podcasts is all of them hit you up for Patreon stuff within the first, you know, couple of minutes. Right. They all right. want you to go to their Patreon account. And,
oh,
you know,
by the way, everyone, patreon.com/mix-podcast.
And so,
no, I'm just kidding.
It's annoying, right? Because it's like, all right, I use Patreon. I spend right around $20 a month spread across, you know, a whole bunch of different things that I support.
Our producer is going to get agitated in a moment.
Why?
We've said the word Patreon.
Yes.
Our producer doesn't like Patreon.
Okay.
Anyway, keep going.
So I'm annoyed with these, you know, constant pleas for, you know, and it's also just so weird because you go to these and it's like just the numbers that people want you to pay for their podcast are unrealistic, right? It's like you want me to pay $7 a month for your podcast. It's like I pay $70 a month for Disney Plus. It's just like, are you telling me your podcast is equivalent to Disney Plus? It's just like, you know,
yes,
I understand
absolutely
$3 a month or a couple of bucks a month and what. Yeah, I understand all that and I'm fine with that. But it's like some of these places, they're just creeping up and getting more and more. And it's, what is it? Anyway, the long story short, I know too late. I don't think that's really what we want to do. I don't think that you and I are really Patreon people. I just don't think that I don't see that as being a thing. But at the same time, I definitely want...
At the same time, you just bought a new mixer.
No. At the same time, I definitely do want the audience support. We've had it for, you know, back during Dubious Intent. We had active participation from our audience. And it's like, it's one of those things that it's very difficult to promote your podcast out there. So I feel like what we would like is to have bigger, you know, a bigger audience and reach more people in lieu of having more money or having money, right? So it's like, I don't know if I'm speaking for you or not, but I feel like having more people and bringing more people into Pride 48 and bringing more and building the community bigger, it helps everyone. And I feel like that's more of what I'm interested in doing.
Oh, I'd love to have a larger audience. Okay.
So here's my idea, Adam. Here's my idea.
Okay. We're going to do a web ring, everyone. And
I want to start offering basically extra stuff. Ordinarily, you would say, oh, that's a Patreon extra, like extra little episodes, posting some pictures from around our life, doing other kind of things like that. Basically, just more access to us and like littler things that are like just exclusive to a subscription service. Okay. But here's where I flip it around, Adam. I don't want any money for those subscriptions. What I want is if you subscribe to our podcast, if you subscribe to our Founders Club or Extra Club, whatever we want to call it, whatever goofy name we want to call it, right? If you subscribe to that, the thing that we're asking from you is that you need to retweet our social media stuff. You need to like promote our podcast in some way during that month. You need to have supported our podcast.
And how do we know that though?
I'll check. I'll go and check they're going to tell me that they do it on Twitter.
Are millions of listeners?
We don't have millions of listeners. That's the whole point, Adam. It's like, I would like to have a subscription thing where we give something back, but what we're asking for is not money. What we're asking for is their help in spreading the word of both Pride 48 and our podcast, right? So it's like, that is what I want. And I don't feel like it has to just be us. Like I could also get that darn Elvis in on that. So it could be more than one podcast in this conglomerate thing, that the whole point is to maximize our amplify our signal to kind of like cut above maybe the noise somehow, right? So that's what I'm interested in doing. Now, the bad news is, Adam, it's going to cost us money. But the good news is there's absolutely, I found a way that we could do it technically.
Oh, it's going to cost you and I money.
Yes, it is.
So we went from, you know, making a little bit of money for some coffee on Patreon to it's now going to cost us more money.
Yes.
How much?
Say what?
How much?
Like $200 a year.
Yeah, you know, I'm saving up for that hot tub.
Yeah, okay. Daniel. You can afford half of $190, Adam. You can afford
Can I tell you something?
What?
I still have forgotten to cancel my second my auto insurance policy.
Jesus Christ.
And I've paid more than $200 to Geico since
Well, like I said, Adam, it's $400 a year, so your half is $200 and
It's $400 a year. Right. Wow.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now that I know that you've been paying that and you don't pay attention to the numbers. Yeah, that's what it is.
Can we use it for more than one podcast?
Yes, actually, yes. But here's the thing is I like this idea. The more I've been thinking about it, the more I like it. What are your thoughts on it? More importantly, chat room, if you have some idea, you know, if you think that that's good or bad, let me know.
I mean, I'll accept presents from listeners.
All right, now, I don't think, so that's the other thing.
Or we could do the give me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, if you don't want to spread on, so if you want to kick us $5 because you really enjoyed something, I'm not discouraging that.
I'll mail you my underwear for $5.
I'm just saying I don't want to go the Patreon route because
nobody wants that.
It's 20%. It's just like Patreon takes 10%. The credit card company takes 10%. And yeah, it's like, so for those dollar subscriptions that you have, plus the $25 credit card, 25 cent credit card fee. So it's like out of that $1 subscription on Patreon, you're only keeping about 40 cents. So it's just like,
I will say this. I've listened to a lot of podcasts in my day. And I've watched a lot of YouTube channels in my day. And I will say that I feel like if we had a way of getting out there more and getting more people to try our product, that we would have a much larger audience.
Okay. Well, then that's all right. So that's
I'm in agreement with you. Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Because then that's where, because like I made a little audiogram this week of our show, which I was like, you know, one of those, you can throw it up on Twitter, on Facebook, and people can just, it's just a minute of our show that they can play or whatever. But it's like nobody retweeted that because who's there to retweet? So that's what I'm saying. I want us to have some kind of group behind us that I can be like, okay, we're posting this. Everyone go and retweet this for me, or, you know, like, you know, help amplify this particular thing. And it's not like we're going to do a daily thing, right? This will just be like once a week, at least once a month, you're going to do something to retweet or rebroadcast something that we did to promote the show. That's it. That's the price of admission to our fan club.
You know, that's why I do like 11 different podcasts, is just because I figure I'll pick up a few new listeners on each one.
That's right.
So, yeah. So what's the, well, I guess we'll talk about this off air. Maybe you don't want to, maybe the technical details are boring.
Oh, no. It's Castos. C-A-S-T-O-S is the name of the hosting company that provides, they have a subscription. So it's a subscription, like, you can set up your podcast to be a subscription. You can go in and add the emails of the people that are allowed to download it or whatever, and they get their own little link. They get their, so it handles all the technical things behind the scenes, right? You just post your podcast there, and then anyone that's in your list of subscribers has their own private link that they get. So it does everything that Patreon does from that angle. We don't have to manage it. All we have to do is go in there and add their email address to lists of people that are allowed.
So would this be switching the entire podcast over to that? Or
nothing
no?
would okay. change. The Mix Minus okay. main feed would never... Mix Minus main feed remains as it is. It stays where it's at. It's going, you know, it will be the weekly show that goes out on the Mix Minus feed. This would be other things other than the Mix Minus program. So it's like... I've been recording our pre-show tonight, so we can put our pre-show up on there every week. We can put our post-show up on there. We can put like little, during the week, you can record a little solo bit if you want. I can record a little solo bit if I want. We can throw that up there. It'll be, you know, just little things.
For anyone who doesn't listen live, they don't know that we have hours of content.
We start, we start Friday nights.
We start Friday nights.
At 11. And by the time Saturday night at 10 p.m. comes around, we're ready to to actually do the show.
We wrap up by Mass on Sunday morning. That's right. And yeah. That's
right. It's amazing. It's great. Anyway, so that was my idea, Adam. That's my big, take over the world idea there, is to start a free subscription extra show.
I will be curious about the tracking of the thing that people have to do. That will be what I'm interested about. So I'm assuming this CastOS or Castos.
I don't understand why you think this is so complicated. I don't know. I post something on Twitter. If someone retweets it, I have a notification. So it's just like I can see who retweets it. I can.
It still is a manual process, and as we get more and more subscribers,
yeah. But they only have to do it once a month. So I tweet something, I sit there, and as soon as they people retweet it, I just click them off on the spreadsheet. They're done. Da, da, da. Da, that person, that person, that person. They're done.
Maybe you could set up a
I probably
a Zap
could.
Or a
I probably could.
What's that other IFTTT?
Yep. I'm sure I could. There's numerous ways that we can do this, Adam. But my point is, that's the price of admission. Because the thing is, it's going to cost $190 a year, but that only gives us 100 subscribers. So we can only, if we go over 100 subscribers, then we have to go to their upsample to their next plan.
Great. Have you seen the Aladdin movie?
I have seen the animated Aladdin movie. I've seen the live action Aladdin movie. And I've also seen Aladdin at, in the Performing Arts Center. Like I saw the play Aladdin.
So I was talking about the live action one that just came out a couple of years ago.
Yes,
or
the one
or whatever.
With Will Smith played the genie. And yes.
So what did you think of that?
Well,
it got mixed reviews when it came out. Or at least my perception was that it got mixed reviews, and we didn't go see it in the theater. And I'm not a big movie watcher. I mean, I'm really a serialized TV watcher. I like to have a big, long 20 episode, show. But so anyway, today we were sitting around on the couch and we decided to watch Aladdin. And Mark just put it on. We were actually looking at bar stools because we're trying to select bar stools.
Oh, God. The great bar school debate of 2020.
Oh, yes. My God. It is so... We've been trying to pick bar stools for like the whole time we've been in this new house. But, you know, it's one of those things. Like, I really want to hire a designer because I feel like we're just going to buy a bunch of furniture and it's not really going to look good together. Anyway, that was not the point. Anyway, we were looking at bar stools. We pick some. They're probably going to be god awful.
If anyone knows a gay designer, if anyone knows of a gay interior designer that you trust, whatever, send Adam his email. It's like, because I know that they'll do it over the internet. They don't need to come into your house. It's like if you can send them pictures, they can come up with a thing. So if you have a friend out there that's a gay designer, a gay interior designer, then just shoot an email to Adam. Let him know.
So
you can even use the show email. You can send contact@mixminuspodcast.com.
So now, so anyway, that was not
the
point.
So you saw Aladdin.
We saw Aladdin. I really enjoyed it. Okay. And I found Aladdin to be extremely cute.
He is.
I will say Will Smith, it took him a while. I really liked the Robin Williams genie. Like, yes. I really enjoyed the Robin Williams genie. And so it took a little bit for Will Smith to warm up to me, or for me to warm up to Will Smith in that role. Because it was such a big role to live up to, I felt.
Yeah, it was. And it was, you know, the same thing happened in the Broadway play, right? It's like the guy that played Genie in the Broadway play did not do it like Robin Williams did. And so that was an initial complaint, but they ended up winning the Tony for that role. It's like, it's just a different take on it. Will Smith was closer to, it was kind of a hybrid between the two, but it was closer to the Broadway production number than it was to the original movie number.
Yeah. And he didn't, I can tell that Will Smith doesn't really like to sing as much, because he did a lot of talk singing and or rapping a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
And just would sing sporadically. So I could tell he's like, I'm not as much of a singer, you know, even though I don't really consider Robin Williams to be a big singer.
No, he was not.
But we enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. And I just wanted to mention that if anyone has not seen Aladdin, and Mark at one point asked me, oh my God, was Aladdin like your favorite movie when you were growing up or something? Because I know like all the lines, all the songs, mm-hmm. like everything. I must have watched it. Not the new ones, but like the ones that were. And I don't know. I think they changed the story just a tad bit as well.
They did. Because Jasmine was not going to be the Sultan in the movie, because she was a female.
Yeah. So anyway, I enjoyed it. There wasn't much. Iago didn't talk as much, obviously.
No.
Because, you know, we had the whole, what's his name?
Abu. Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk as much, but anyway, we really enjoyed, well, I don't know if Mark, I didn't ask Mark, but I thought it was enjoyable. And yeah, if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Like I said, I've already seen it, but yeah,
listeners,
I agree. You should absolutely go and watch it. Excellent. It is the section of this show where we play your voicemails, read your emails, do all of those fun things. I don't think we got any email this time. Did we get any email?
We did not.
We did not get any email, but we had a contest going on, which I thought was going to get more participation than it did, where I played three clips and I asked people to call in and let me know who the clip was of. What TV show was the clip of, who was in the clip, and what were they talking about?
I think you might have added an additional rule just then. I think it was just what TV show and what were they talking about.
Yeah, what were they talking about? Which, I mean, if you know what they're talking about, you probably know who's in the clip. But yeah, you're right. You don't need to tell me, you know, everybody's name is in the clip. Just what the TV show is and what they were talking about. And so this is, we got a voicemail here from an entry into this contest. But it was only for one of the clips, so let me play that clip just to refresh your memory here. This is the clip in question.
Scented or non-scented?
Non-scented for me.
Yeah. What is the very first pet you ever had in your life?
Oh, it was a little Sheltie named Dusty.
Dusty. Did Dusty die?
And here is the entry for that.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. This is Scott the Tater, aka Steve the Tater, host of the Tatersphere podcast.
Hi,
calling
Scott.
For my guess. I don't know the first or the third, but the second one was from Muppets Now. It's not.
It was. It was from Muppets Now.
That's good. I was hoping it'd be good, but I don't. It's all right. I like them. I like Uncle Deadly. He's my favorite Muppet, but the rest, I don't know. But yeah, Muppets Now. All right. Oh, bye-bye. This is a Sandra. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, yes, it was Muppets Now. He did not tell me what they were talking about, but He actually made this voicemail after the show last week, and he was in the chat room, and I chatted with him, and he did explain to me what the situation was. So I do know that he knows it, so I will let him off on that one, that the actual situation there was that was Rizzo, that was not Rizzo, it was Pepe's game show, and Pepe was talking to his contestants on his game show. That was what was happening in that clip.
So I think we should make it a little bit simpler and just say, you have to know what the show it was.
Okay.
And that's
it. So here we go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw away the Muppets clip now. Sater has won that one. And so I'm going to keep the other two clips that have not yet been guessed. I'm going to play them again, and I've added a new one. So here are the three clips. I'm going to play the repeating of the first two clips first. So this is clip number one.
Not too good, man. The chemistry, you know what I'm saying, is there or whatever. So, we was like, hey, you know, want to try it? Like, yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying? So we're just going to take it slow, man, and see how it go, man.
All right. And this is clip number two.
I was just wondering if you had a chance to look for the Costco letters. I was struggling with these weekend meetings that he had with Peter. Last March, the 9th, 16th, and the 25th.
I haven't looked yet.
Anything that will show that Peter did not know going into those meetings there was something untoward will help us.
Okay, that is clip number two. And here's the new clip this week, clip number three. Are you ready, Adam?
Side effects? What sort of side effects?
Well, according to Commission Handbook, Chapter 27, Subsection 3B, the seven stages in paradoxicosis are stage one, denial. Two, itching. Three, extreme thirst and urination. Four, excessive gas. Five, acute paranoia. Six, uncontrolled perspiration. And seven, homicidal rage.
All right, if you know any of those three clips, then go to voicemail.mix-podcast.com, leave us a voicemail, and let us know what the clip is, what show it's from, and what they were talking about.
I didn't know any of those three.
Okay, great.
Even if I watch them, I don't have a good memory, so I probably, wouldn't.
There you go. Those are the three clips. And congratulations, Sater, and those are the three clips. Of course, you can always leave us a regular voicemail if you want to. You can talk to us about anything, or you can send us an email, contact@mix-podcast.com. 3, 2, 1. All right, Adam. Let's see. I'm going to move on to, I believe it's time. Let me warm up my pipes.
News game. It's a news game. It's a news game.
What questions will he ask? It is the news game, the section of the show where Adam will read me selected questions from the New York Times Friday News Quiz. And I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will give him the answers as to what they are. These are multiple choice. I will try to answer without using the multiple choice, but if I get stuck, I will ask Adam to give me the selections. If you'd like to play along at home, we are using the New York Times News Quiz. Just go to nytimes.com, search for News Quiz, and you can play along. Adam, did I mention that you're only going to read five of them? You're not going to do all 11, you're just going to read five of them. So,
Now you did.
Okay, great. Adam, what is the first news story this week?
All right, number one, what Kremlin-backed group, the same one that meddled in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, has started a new disinformation campaign?
They're the ones that had the Facebook thing, and everybody was pissed off about the last time. I don't know their name, but I'll recognize it when you tell me. So what are the choices?
All right, we have Internet Water Army.
No.
Internet Research Agency.
Yes, it's the Internet Research Agency, Adam.
You don't want to hear any more.
Nope.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Facebook and Twitter said on Tuesday that the Russian group known as the Internet Research Agency, using a network of fake accounts and a website set up to look like a left-wing news site, is trying to push voters away from From Joe Biden to help President Trump win the election. There you go.
Great.
All right. Number two, far-right protesters tried to storm the parliament building in which country?
You know, I don't know other countries. What are my choices?
Australia. Britain, France, and Deutschland, Germany.
You know, I got that. Got that. Let's see. This is a total guess. Australia. I don't know.
The correct answer is Deutschland, or for those uninformed, it's Germany. Last Saturday, hundreds of far-right demonstrators protesting virus control measures broke through a police barrier and tried to force their way into the Reichstag in Berlin.
Yes.
Prompting shocked responses and grim comparisons to Germany's past. All right, number three.
Chat room is saying that you call it Deutschland because, you know, you lived in England.
I don't know if I've mentioned that before.
You almost hardly ever.
All right. What did two commercial jet pilots report seeing in the busy airspace near Los Angeles International Airport on Sunday?
They saw Air Force One getting a car. What are my choices?
An attack drone, a man with a jet pack,
oh,
a girl attached to a kite, or a UFO?
The jetpack thing, I think, because I'm remembering that it seemed a lot like the Arc 2, that one stock footage that they have of the jetpack. I didn't realize that there was pilots that had seen that. I saw a story about a man in a jetpack. I'm going to go with man in jetpack.
Yes, that is correct. Two pilots reported a novel sighting at 3,000 feet approaching LAX on Sunday, which was a man flying a jetpack. Both the FBI and the Federal Aviation Administration are investigating.
Well, I'm sure they'll... Well, it's been a week now. Do we know?
There was a news story, Daniel, about a girl dragged into the air by a kite. Mm-hmm. That was in Taiwan at a kite festival. The three-year-old became entangled in one kite's tail and was swept above the crowd for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Now, see, if they had said, if one of the choices had been a man flying by hanging onto balloons, I would have picked that, because I believe David Blaine this week floated in just by hanging onto hot air balloons or to helium balloons or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Number four.
David Blaine, man.
Oh, yeah, he did. He crossed some desert.
Yeah.
I don't know which one.
Holding on to balloons.
I think this is number four. We're going to say number four. Hundreds of migrants are evacuated from the Louis Michel, an overloaded pink rescue ship in the Mediterranean last weekend. Which celebrity financed the vehicle?
I feel like I should know this, and I feel like it's a stupid answer. What are my choices?
All right, you have Adele?
No.
And what she said when they all got off is, hello? Banksy?
Yes, but
Richard
go ahead.
Branson? You don't ever let me get through the whole list.
Yes,
or no. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. No, it's Banksy. Because it's a pink boat that has like one of those Banksy drawings on it, right?
Banksy? The ship was funded by artist Banksy, who has often incisively addressed migrant misery in his guerrilla art.
Nice.
All right, number five. Let's see. Which one do I want to do? Oh, I like them. Okay. 6 months after ceasing to be working members of the British royal family, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan signed a deal to produce multiple projects with which streaming platform?
Carrying on with the fact that they are in fact the Obamas of England, I'm going to say it was Netflix.
That is correct. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have founded a yet-to-be-named production company and signed a multi-year deal with Netflix, which will pay them to make documentaries, docuseries, feature films,
and
scripted
porn.
Shows, and children's programs.
And porn.
I don't think Netflix has porn. Well, actually, that's not true.
You made a point on this show of telling us that you've gone through and found porn on Netflix.
Well, it's more, it's more fun.
But it's artsy porn.
No, look, porn is more fun when you kind of happen upon it in a film, and you're like, oh my God, she just like his dick. When it's real porn and you're expecting it, it's like you're expecting it. But when you're like, you start up a Netflix film and there's like a jerk off scene in the beginning where they actually show everything, you didn't expect that. Anyway.
What did you have for dinner tonight, Adam?
Popeyes.
Oh, you were going to tell me how many I got right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell me how many I got right there.
One, two. I don't remember. So let me see.
I think I got four right.
Three.
I think I got four out of five.
Daniel, you got 4 out of 5.
That is amazing. Well, good. Yay for that. And that, of course, is the news quiz. We should have a better exit to that bit. The reason I was asking you what you ate for dinner tonight is today is National Cheese Pizza Day.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Each year, more than 2 billion pounds of pizza cheese is produced in the U.S. alone.
That's a lot of cheese. Yeah. You know, I interesting fact about pizza and me that I know that the audience wants to know.
They're dying to know.
When I was a kid, I didn't like pizza. And when my mom would order pizza, because all kids love pizza. So all the, you know, the youth group parties and all the stuff that we would have, it would all be pizza. So the only way I liked pizza was to take all the toppings off of it and just eat the crust and the sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I actually didn't like the cheese on pizza. I thought it was plasticky. Like the texture was kind of plasticky.
That's what makes it good. All right, Adam. There was something else. This is information that, of course, provided to us by our executive producer, Cyclone, each week. But you found something interesting in this pile of stuff here.
Yeah, I did. I don't remember what the story was. I should be more prepared, but I will tell you something.
It had to do with Sam Houston. Yeah. Elected. Okay.
There was a story about Sam Houston and maybe his birthday or something like that or whatever. I think he became. Anyway, what I didn't know is Texas was its own country for a while. I did not know that. I should, because I went to school and I'm sure they must have taught that in school, but I did not know. I did not remember that Texas was its own country for a while, and Sam Houston was the president of Texas.
Isn't Sam Houston an actor?
I think he did a lot of stuff. He was a senator. He was president of Texas. Probably fought in some of those wars. But anyway, did you know, Daniel, did you remember from school that Texas was its own country and had a president?
I did not. That was not something that I knew.
That blew my mind. You would think I would remember something like that. Anyway, Yeah. There you go.
Adam, I'm going to play you a theme song for a movie that was the number one movie on September 5th of some year. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Here's the theme song of the movie for you to guess.
And where is the body? And where is the body?
No clue.
No clue.
Cause I'm going faster than you can drive. The body, you have.
Do you not have the list in front of you?
I don't. I was going to try to really pick it out without having to listen
to it. It's from the 1995 number one movie of September 5th, 1995. It starred, and I'll tell you who it starred, Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo.
Well, I mean, is it Tu Wong Fu?
It absolutely is. It's Tu Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. That was the opening song.
You know, I don't really like that movie all that much.
Oh, what, because you like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert better?
Oh, you know what? No, that's it. I don't like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert all that much. I don't think I've seen Tu Wong Fu, to be honest.
You should absolutely go and watch
Tu Wong Fu. I was getting it confused with Priscilla, and I don't really care for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I'm going to say that right now.
That is not a good automotive reference, my dear. Let's see. Is there anything else in this pile of stuff that we wanted to do? Did you know, Adam, that bad moods are contagious?
Well, before you say that, I just want to say that we skipped over something.
What did we skip over?
That was a Billboard hit.
Well, yeah, that would have been easy.
No, because I just want to say We Belong Together, Mariah Carey, my favorite singer of all time, had a number one hit in 2005.
Okay.
Around this time of year. And we skipped that. So I just want to say that.
Okay, but I'm only playing movie theme songs.
I know. I just want to bring it up.
Did you know, Adam, that bad moods are contagious?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I knew that as a fact, but I would have guessed that.
Well, according to the Weekly Standard back in the Weekly World News back in September of 1995, dramatic new research proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Bad moods are caused by a germ, and they're as contagious as colds.
A germ?
To avoid catching one, you're well advised to stay away from people who've got the blues or to wash your hands thoroughly after contact with one. Look at this. They're telling us about COVID-19 back in...
Maybe you could wear a mask.
Back in September of 1995. Does it say anything about wearing masks? Let's see.
That's small text. I'm having trouble reading it. But unrelated, but related to masks... we stopped by a gas station because I needed to get a beverage and I didn't want to go to the grocery store. Anyway, long story too short. So this woman that worked at the gas station was wearing a mask, but she had cut holes for her nose and her mouth. I was like, what? That defeats the purpose.
Adam, I think you actually just saw a burglar.
No, she was wearing like one of those disposable, you know, paper mask, but she, I don't know if it was so she could breathe better and maybe eat or something, but I'm like, no, I didn't say anything to her, but I thought, oh my gosh, really? You cut holes in your mask? What are you doing? You might, because we have states requiring everyone to wear masks, but they don't say anything about cutting holes in them, apparently.
Adam, there's a man that spoke in front of the city council this week. Where was this at? Lincoln City Council. I don't know where Lincoln City is.
I don't know.
This man wrote, did you see this story, Adam?
I don't think so.
Well, here you go. Here's the man spoke in front of the city council. Here's what he has to say. This is about 2 minutes. But
throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning and treating things as
though
they're normal.
The kids, the poor kids.
I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... Excuse me, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Sure. Come on.
I propose that we as a city remove the name Boneless Wings from our menus and from our hearts. These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing. Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. And then number three, we need to raise our children better. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. That's where meat comes from. It grows on bones. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken. And it's delicious. I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Thank you.
He's either joking or he's just had a stroke.
One guy clapping for him in the back there.
I mean, it is kind of, I understand the point that like, well, I don't under, okay, wait a minute. I don't understand the point that we should raise our children better. I don't think it goes to that level, but I do understand the point. I mean, something I might rant about is like, you know, why do we call this boneless whatever on a, you know, fart joke podcast? Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why he's like saying, you know, that children should be raised better and all that crap that he was saying.
Because he's saying that we're lying to our kids. We're basically calling these boneless chicken wings, and they're not a wing. We're telling them that something exists that's not a thing.
I think we all know that. And it's just giving us a way to order a wing, a wing style, you know, breaded piece of chicken.
But it's chicken. Like you said, there's already a name for that. It's chicken tenders.
True.
Yeah.
True. I mean, I don't think it's that important. I mean,
Well, I, you know,
call him whatever you want.
The man had a point. He had something he wanted to get off his chest, and you know, he used the public forum to do it. I'm all for it.
By the way, Bob Newhart turned 91 this week.
Congratulations, Bob Newhart. I love Bob Newhart. But now I forgot what I was going to say, Adam. What was I going
to
say?
Was it in relation to Big Gay Sex Show?
No, it was probably chicken nuggets. Something about chicken nuggets. I don't know.
You know, there is one thing. We know we have a history of chicken nuggets. And somebody wanted to have sex with a man in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Ah, we never could find that clip again. That was a clip we had on our very Dubious Intent, our old podcast. And then we lost it. We lost it years ago and never found it again.
Yeah, it was, for those of you who didn't listen to Dubious Intent, we used to read, you know, crazy news stories or whatever. And there was one about a woman who was having sex with a man in exchange for chicken McNuggets. Yes. And there happened to be an audio clip that we found funny.
Some newscaster was reading it, and they did that newscaster voice just like, in exchange for chicken McNuggets. It was very, very Nightline. All right. Yeah. But I did want to talk about the Big Gay Sex Show, Adam, because on their most recent episode, they talked about us. They play a little game on there called Tops or Bottoms, where they name two people and then they say whether they want to top or bottom them.
Okay.
Here, I'll play the segment for you. Here, here,
okay.
Here we go. Top or bottom. So basically, this is a segment where I give Ouija two names and I say, bitch, would you top or bottom for this one? And so I chose this time the founders of Pride 48, Daniel Brewer and Adam Burns.
Okay, so
bring Adam up here so you can remind you.
Oh, yeah. Adam, I would totally top that bitch. I would trump that bitch.
Would he be doing a watermelon at top the time?
He could be doing whatever he needs to, but I'd be topping that bitch. Yeah. And Daniel, of course, I would have to, because I have to give mad props to Daniel for all that he's done. Uh-huh. I would have to go ahead and offer the hole.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't get. For all that I've done? What have I done? I've not done anything, but also I think everyone knows it's just like I'm primarily a bottom and you're primarily a top. So it's just like, Ouija, dude. Come on.
Well, he may not know that. Well, no, I think we've done equal amounts of things. So I'm offended that like he wants to, you know, display the hole to you because he thinks that, you know, you've done all this stuff.
Did it ever occur to you, Adam, he's talking about things that I've done for the Big Gay Sex Show?
Oh, have you? What have you done for the Big Gay Sex Show?
I've called in there before.
Oh, okay.
I've provided them with content before.
Oh, lovely. Well, everyone always assumes I'm a bottom, Daniel. That's, you know, that I get that all the time.
You exude
there,
that.
There are so many tops out there.
Yeah, that was only half of it. Hold on. We have to finish it out here. Because I believe that there's a point where they talk about how hot I am. I just got to listen to that one again. Hold on. No, this is like a...
Big Daddy Brewer.
He is. And... I always thought Daniel was fucking hot.
Yeah, he's adorable.
So for me with these two though, I would top the fuck out of Daniel. Just nail that bitch.
Never understood that expression, top the fuck out of you. It's just like
well, I guess you got some fuck in you.
I'm gonna top the fuck out of you. It's like I'm gonna top so well, I'm just gonna top the fuck out of you.
Yeah, I would totally nail Daniel, and then I would let Adam top if I were going to bottom.
Well, there you go, Adam. You can
just so I could look up into that beautiful face and say, "Hey, is that all you got?" But have you ever watched the videos of Adam in the tub, in the bathtub?
Yeah, wait, what are these?
No. I'll make sure that you see those because they are worth it.
What videos in the tub are they talking about here, Adam? What
is that all you got? Is that what you're gonna say?
That's what he's gonna say. Matt? He's gonna say, "Is that all you got?" But
oh, I'm so offended.
What videos in the tub are these?
Well, they're.
I feel like maybe we should post them on our new subscription podcast.
It would be disingenuous. It would that was a long time ago. I'm the same person.
You know,
but don't you, isn't there something that like we lose so many skin cells over the course of a day, a week, a month, a year that after a certain amount of time, we're like a completely new person. So I'm probably like a completely new person than I was when this happened.
That watermelon wouldn't even remember you.
Around the same time that the fruit, mm-hmm. you know, stuff came out, there were some other ones that came out as well. It was a sequel, and they exist in similar locations.
a seedquel, as it were. Adam, that's kind of it. I think that's our show this week. I think that makes a show.
I think it does.
You can just wrap it up and put a nice little bow on it. I was looking
as
at
you should, you know, do anytime.
Actually,
you're,
you know, this is absolutely why you should buy this mixer, Adam. It's like, it not only remains lit up on the digital recorder, so I know how long we've been recording, but it shows me how long this clip has left in it. So, and how much space my SD card has. So,
will it like time you down and like start flashing if we get too close to the end? Like, hurry, hurry,
danger. Danger, approaching end of show. You know what? If you know any of our three mystery clips, make sure you go to our voicemail section. That's voicemail.mix-podcast.com. Go there on your smartphone. You can just start talking. And tell us what the clips were from, what show they were from, and what they were talking about. Send us an email, contact@mix-podcast.com, and we will talk to you next week.
I'll give you a point, even if you just know what it's from. So, I mean... Daniel's going to be difficult about it, but
Adam is the easy one.
Exactly. Only in the bathtub.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.